All right, so here we are. It's downtown Pensacola. It's nearly the end of Palafox.
This is Jay Watkins, a historian from Georgia State University. And we're standing in front of a bar called Trader John's, or better, what used to be Trader John's.
This, I believe, is where the original door was. The outside part of it was covered with wood paneling. It was much darker. These windows...
Now it's taken up by a fancy event space and a restaurant. But there's a historical marker out front describing the building's past. Shoe repair, ship chandlery, and starting in the 50s, popular Navy bar. It's actually the basis for TJ's in An Officer and a Gentleman.
Like it all.
What are you doing here?
Well, I thought it was time for me to see legendary TJ's once before I left here.
But Watkins explains Trader John's was important for more than just sailors on leave and a young Richard Gere. He says the owner's live and let live attitude meant it was one of the only places gay men and women could feel comfortable in public.
So if you're gay man or lesbian, there are no gay bars. And so a space where you can be semi yourself is pretty important when there's nothing else.
And that's about where the Hilliers and Emma Jones come in. Ray and Henry Hillier were a couple in Pensacola who wanted to get and share copies of gay magazines. But at a talk he gave in Pensacola, Watkins explains postal inspectors would sometimes intercept those publications.
They knew that it would be rather difficult to order these kinds of magazines, and so they hit upon an idea. A female friend of theirs, they enlisted her help in renting a post office box under the name Emma Jones.
And at the time, putting it under a woman's name was enough to avoid most suspicion. In honor of their straw woman, the group called itself the Emma Jones Society, and it met every month at the Hilliers' home to flip through the magazines. And it wasn't long before the Hilliers hit upon an even bigger idea.
And so around a table just inside to the left of the door, so the table that would have been right there, that was the table. And to hear people tell, that's probably where the Emma Jones beach parties were conceived.
Starting in 1965, the Hilliers hosted Emma Jones parties every 4th of July on Pensacola Beach.
50 people were invited the first year, 100 people showed up. The next year it was 600. By 1970, it was over 1,000. By 72, it's over 2,000. By 73, it was growing year after year after year.
And Watkins says their choice of date was intentional, a political act, claiming their place in both the community and the country. And for the most part, things were going fine.
Until 1974. When the disc jockey says that the city is getting a reputation as the gay capital, or as a gay capital of the South. And that was the thing that was too much, the line over which visibility had crossed. And so that's when the pushback happens.
The parties did pull in visitors from all over the South, but the idea of Pensacola as a gay capital was more of an epithet, thrown around by critics rather than a title claimed by the men and women gathering on the beach. After 1974, local law enforcement cracked down on the revelers, and the beach parties largely went away. The pattern played out again in the 1990s, after similar parties started happening on Memorial Day weekend. Again, the gatherings grew year after year, until they became too visible for some locals. This time, Pensacola was termed the Gay Riviera.
Boom. Now, suddenly, there's a pushback, even though thousands of people had been coming every year to Memorial Day, bringing in millions and millions and millions of dollars. It was estimated in 93. It was an extra $25 million just for that one weekend.
And the money is important. Watkins says local officials cracked down on the LGBT community, ramping up arrests in an effort to preserve the city's image as a tourist destination. But in the 90s, some local businesses pushed back, buying rubber stamps and marking bills that passed through their hands as gay money. And the parties haven't disappeared. Now Pensacola draws well over 100,000 visitors for LGBT events throughout Memorial Day weekend. City officials still have concerns, but now it's not with the people. They worry about trash getting left behind on the beach. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.